Preparing for the Exodus from Texas. As James and Ellen White were in Kansas in November 1878, en route south, he promised that as they left Texas in early May the next year on their way to Colorado, they would attend a Kansas camp meeting to be held about May 10. In this is seen the embryo of plans that simmered in his mind through the winter. By early March these were taking definite shape. One thing that was clear to the Whites was that some Adventist families in the Dallas area, especially the McDiermans, should, for the sake of their very survival, move to a more healthful climate. To James White, Colorado seemed to be just the place. As plans were discussed, the interested families increased in number until between 20 and 30 church members were ready to join a sort of exodus from northern Texas. James White would lead this expedition. The early March trip from Dallas to Denison was a sort of trial run. Ellen White described that two-day trip. "We left Dallas last Wednesday morning, March 19, with two heavy wagons, loaded, two-seated wagons called hacks, and our phaeton, Brother McDermott and family and goods. We were moving on to Denison. We had our large family tent and pitched it and for two nights occupied it. 15 composed our caravan, Elder Kilgore and his brother Scott, Brother and Sister McDermott, their two children, Hattie and Joseph, their niece Nettie Cole, and grandson Homer Salisbury, Brother Moore and his son Willie, Brother, and Sister Daniels, Sister, Marion, Davis, Brother, and Sister White. We found that Brother and Sister McDermott and family endured the journey much better than they feared. They will go through with the company to Colorado. I believe that they will enjoy good health there. We arrived at home in Denison before the Sabbath and were well arranged before sundown. To provide transportation for some of the families that had been reduced to poverty, James White bought or traded teams of horses and mules, upgrading them step by step. He figured these could be used to travel to Colorado and then, when the caravan reached Walling's Mills, near Boulder, could be sold at a profit.